Richard Pascoe, our tech guy, and he joins us now. Good morning, Richard.
And good morning, Paul.
We have a lot of water up here. She is raining, but we're not affected. Well, we are affected by Cyclone Trevor, but that's now heading across the Gulf of Carpentaria, heading towards Darwin. Does that sort of ring a bell? 1974, Cyclone Tracy.
It does a bit. Paul, it's actually down here. We haven't had rain for a very, very long time.
In Adelaide?
In Adelaide, got to say, we've had no decent rain at all. The water, I'm up in the hills up here. The water level is so low, and we're not on mains water where we are, that now we actually can't use bores or anything. We've got to buy water in. It's the lowest I've ever seen it in over 20 years.
Mm. Well, it's the driest state on the driest continent, isn't it?
It is, Paul, but
Everything though, Richard, is cyclical. You'll get the rain, no problems. Of course, didn't they build those desal plants, two of them, at this cost of millions upon millions and millions of dollars? They're not operating, are they?
No, they're not, Paul. And really, I'd love a pipe to come running all the way up the hill to us at the moment for it. So yes, I mean, you know, buying what, and you know, people might be surprised at this. We are half an hour outside of the centre of Adelaide, but we're not on mains water, which stuns me still.
That's incredible, isn't it? Well, anyway, we're getting heaps of it here with the Daintree Ferry still closed until 12:30 this afternoon at least, but we'll keep you in touch with that. Now, Richard, the TV landscape, you and I often talk about TV landscape because we do like watching a little bit of Netflix, we like watching some of these series, but it is ever-changing, isn't it?
It is. New research has just been released by Roy Morgan. 14 million Australians now have access to some sort of pay TV, subscription TV. That's up 11.8% on a year ago. Mm. Got to say, Paul, as we always do, that's a real warning sign for all the traditional stations out there. So 11.2 million Australians now have a Netflix subscription. That's up 25% on a year ago. Phenomenal figure. You think that's phenomenal, though. Stan as well, which is the competitor to Netflix, 2.6 million Australians. They're up 45% on a year ago.
Wow.
YouTube, that's an amazing figure. YouTube Premium, and people say, people actually pay for YouTube? Yes, they do, because they can put it up on their TV. 1.2 million users now, up 32%.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, let me just ask you now. You were talking about YouTube Premium. You obviously pay for that. I can put YouTube up on our telly without even having to...
You can.
Yeah?
Premium gives you access to no ads on there. You can download actually whatever you want to off of YouTube as well. And they give you access to certain things that are not available for the general public as well.
Okay.
Now, Amazon Prime Video has more than doubled. They're up by 116% to 570,000 people.
Whoa.
Now, the one that really... KO Sports. Lots of things people always watching on their smartphone or their tablet as well, all the sporting events, now has 150,000 subscribers. And do the maths, Paul, $25 a month, it's good money in there.
Absolutely.
So I really think, you know, traditional TV, as we always say, got to take a big look at these numbers and have got to give us a reason to watch their shows on TV.
Now, that KO Sports, that's not K-O, it's K-A-Y-O Sports. Who runs that? Is that an Australian or an overseas operator? Do we know?
No, it's done by Foxtel.
Oh, okay.
On the side, so it's partnered in with Foxtel for that.
Well, that's interesting.
Well, also... Yep. I was just going to say to you, Paul, because we both like Netflix.
Go on.
As we both like Netflix, people out there, do yourself a favour. Ricky Gervais' new show, Afterlife, one of the best things I've seen on Netflix.
Really?
Yes.
I shouldn't say really, because I do like Ricky Gervais. I think he's very funny.
Yep. Six-part series. Do yourself a favour, people. Check it out.
Okay, because I did like his other series. That was Extras. Remember that one?
Oh, I loved Extras. That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I loved that.
It was really, really good. Now, Now, TVs, right? We've got beautiful quality TVs these days. I was down in, Marion and I were down in Harvey Norman, down in Cairns, a couple of weeks ago, and we were walking through their TV section, and honestly, you felt like the fish that were on the screen, you could literally put your hand in and take them out. I mean, the quality is just superb, but 8K TVs are coming. I don't understand. It looks beautiful now. What does 8K do and should we buy them?
Well, 8K TVs are double the resolution of 4K TVs. So you know, we've got this high definition, which 1920 by 1080. So it's four times that definition. You won't even be able to see the pixels on the screen unless you get right up very, you know, put your eyeball next to the screen. You shouldn't do that. So great resolution out there. Now, Samsung announced some prices, so they're going to be arriving here on April Fool's Day. Not a joke, people, which I thought that was for a while.
Well, hang on a second, Richard. I know you're going to come up with a hell of a good price here. Let me just make sure I'm sitting down.
Okay. You're going to need to, Paul.
Go on.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay, the 65-inch TV will start at $9,999. The 82-inch TV.
Oh, here it comes, here it comes.
Are you ready? $17,499.
Oh, what?
As picture quality, it's like he had four 4K TVs arranged into one big screen.
Oh.
So, you know, but what we're going to say is, you know, is it any good, Paul?
Is it any good?
Can we actually watch anything on there as well?
Can we watch anything on there as well?
Well, true 4K content, very hard to get. You can get the Ultra HD DVDs, which are 4K ready. They look magnificent on there as well. But if you're sitting down to go along, let's say, watch the Channel 7 news, the Channel 9 news, Channel 10 news, you're wasting your money. I've really got to say that. And first generation of these is... The thing is that when they all start going along and streaming and broadcasting in 4 and 8K, a couple of TV people are now saying, you know, these might be a bit incompatible with what's coming down the track. So, you know, if you've got money to burn, great, but I wouldn't be rushing out to go along and buy one of these at all at the moment.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. And, of course, some TV stations are not even broadcasting in high definition, are they?
No, and that really annoys me. It really does. You know, that's why we see so many people subscribing now to things like Netflix and Stan and all the others because, you know, Netflix knows that you've got a high-definition connection at home, so if you're on the NBN or NBN, and it will pump the pixels in to fill the screen. So they'll give you a 4K experience on your screen, and it becomes a much, much better way to watch TV.
Richard Pascoe, our tech guy we're talking to at the moment. Richard, just on that, before we move on to the last item, we both know Netflix. We love Netflix. We've watched heaps and heaps of series on Netflix. I don't know much about Stan. What do they dish up? Any decent stuff?
Yeah, they do. A lot of things that things are a bit different. So one of the great shows I've got to say on Stan at the moment is a thing called Billions with Damien Lewis, which is they're into their fourth series now. But they've got things that Netflix don't have, Stan seem to have on theirs.
Right.
But how much TV can you watch, Paul?
No, that's right. Yeah. And what's Billions about?
Billions is about New York stock traders and legal people starting to go after them for what they may or may not be doing and crossing the line into sometimes illegal things. I've got to say, though, Paul, one of the best series I've ever seen for it. And, you know, it's a magnificent series. Can't speak highly enough of that one either.
Mm. Now, Windows... go on.
I was going to say, you know, Paul, it's the sort of show you watch one episode... And you really want next week's to start.
Yeah. There's a series that Marion's watching without me because she started without me, and it's terrible when your partner starts without you. But let me tell you, she started this series without me, and it was called Suits. And have you seen that one?
No, I haven't seen that one.
She says it's really good. Anyway, now it's too far in. I can't join up, so that's the end of that. No. But anyway, that Billion sounds really good. Now, Windows 7, the end is in sight.
It is, Paul. So Microsoft, people, if you're still on Windows 7, you're going to see the advertisement from Microsoft rolling out to you saying that Windows 7 support will finish January the 14th, 2020. So it's not that far away. So no more security fixes, no more fixing vulnerabilities in there as well. We've got to remember that Windows 7 actually debuted back in 2009, long time ago. And so they're going to stop issuing security updates for it. So you've got to start putting plans in place now to say, after January the 14th, what am I going to do? Am I going to need a new computer? Will my old computer be upgraded to Windows 10? So get some advice on that, but just realize that after January 14th, 2020, no more updates for you. So, you know, and security patches, which are the updates, are the most important way to prevent a cyber attack on your home or your business.
So she's all over Red Rover for Windows 7.
In the same situation as Windows XP and Windows Vista is.
There you go. All right, mate. Well, look, we'll see you next week. Thank you so much. And let's hope some rain comes to you in Adelaide. And we've got plenty. We've got heaps here, but hopefully you get some as well.
No worries. Thanks, Paul, and talk to you next week.
All right, mate.